Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, the date is 15th day of the month of May. I don't know why. I think Lele, you're getting old too quick.
Me?
You.
Why it's my fault?
It's not your fault, but I don't understand. I mean, I'm looking at you and we just started the year. Literally, I remember coming back from December vacation.
Yeah.
Now it's May 15th.
Yeah.
May 15th. So meaning we've done already 4.5 months.
And you've just been back from a vacation, haven't you?
Yeah, just came back from a vacation.
By the way, Sasha is getting older faster than me because her birthday is in 4 days. Mine is only in 9. So.
Not true.
What do you mean
not true?
In?
2 days.
2 days.
Friday.
Ooh.
I'm very wrong.
That's very old.
Very wrong.
It's not the 19th. I know now, but I don't know.
So anyway,
my math is very good. My memory not so much.
Yeah, it told you, getting old too quickly.
It gets better with age. Let me tell you now.
What the memory?
Memory.
It gets better.
You know what he told me today, Peter?
Yeah.
He was taking too long in the toilet. So I told him, listen, after a couple of minutes, you have to go. He said, listen, it's getting harder and harder to find it when you're getting old. So.
You remember which side it is?
Huh?
You remember which side it is?
Which one you're looking for? if you try to find others, maybe it will be easier. Others.
Others.
No, not yours.
He's counting how much time I spend in the toilet.
Oh, baby. All right.
Listen. We streak over here.
So anyway, today the time is now 6:12, and it's time to
party.
No, take a relax. Just take a deep breath. Relax. Put your feet on a coffee table. Take a deep breath. Not if you're driving. Close your eyes. If you're married, keep one eye open. Make sure, because this woman can run with a knife. You know, you don't know. Anyway, my name is Roy Peretz. My team and me will try to, make the next hour as funny, as easy as possible. So who do we have here today? First of all, we've got with us the fifth porn star. I want you to applaud to Sasha Starr.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sasha. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. I missed you.
Thank you. With every bullet or...
so I need to practice on my aim, you know?
I saw that coming.
Yeah. My wife said, you miss me? With every bullet so far. So anyway, Eitan is not here, believe it or not. I mean, he's always here, I must say. He's almost never missed a show.
He's not sick, is he?
No, he's not sick.
Okay.
Although he went to the doctor and the doctor plugged him in. I don't want to say where.
Plugged him in.
I thought
an electronic appliance.
Yeah, he put an... Yeah.
I thought everyone looked taller.
Who? Yeah, without Eitan, we all looked taller.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarge.
You especially,
Peter. Listen, me, Peter, and Roy together are almost
Eitan, yeah.
If we stand on our shoulders.
So Eitan's not here, and the doctor plugged him, I don't want to say where, and with what. So he's plugged. Anyway, he went home and he's all right. All right. From 96 Anton Drive. He runs the most beautiful establishment there is. It's called Top Cash. He's our Swiss watch and diamond expert. His name is Liel Rimon. I want you just to applaud to Liel Rimon.
Yeah, thank you. And I also want to
Yeah.
To say to Roy that we missed you and welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much.
A good couple of weeks that you weren't
here. Yeah.
We had a lot of things going on in the country. We had the
elections.
We had election. We have 1st of May. We had plenty of Wednesday that we didn't.
So tell me, by the way, the 1st of May.
Yeah.
So this is the workers' day.
Yes.
So 40% of the population didn't go to 1st of May.
They had to go to work. Yeah.
They had to go to work. Because
they have 1st of May for the rest of
for
the
rest of the year.
The rest of them were looking for work.
Yeah.
So their day was looking for work.
Yeah. And this morning Ramaphosa said he's going to give work.
He's going to give work.
Yeah.
Listen, today someone told me that since the about 2 months before the election, now we're supposed to have about 75 million new houses in the country from what the people promised.
Alexandra alone must be a million houses in Alexandra.
Yeah. He's got a lot to fulfill, let me tell you right now.
Listen, and roads, hospitals, plenty.
It's all going to happen. It's all going to happen.
All overnight.
Yeah. You know where you're going to find ANC promises, green dogs and et cetera? You know,
flying,
you find
donkeys,
flying donkeys? Flying donkeys in a children's
fairy
book,
tales,
in fairy tales. That's where you're going to find them. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but let's hope that...
things come
listen,
right.
Yeah.
You got electricity since you came back?
We do, eh?
So but
because the building I live's got a generator.
No, don't start now.
No,
Elio, work at the robot.
Yeah, the robot.
Yeah.
There's quite a few are not working, but I must say.
By the way, the robot under your house, you know how many people get robbed over there?
Yeah, I know.
Yes. See.
This is like the most robbable area in Sandton.
Yes.
It is crazy.
There was a preview set for Tuesday, Gloria Bell. We were supposed to see it.
Yeah.
And about half an hour before we left for the preview theatre, we got an SMS to say there's no electricity. So they're back to their old tricks again.
And you know what the joke is? We're laughing at it. And you know what? We must keep on laughing. Let's laugh. As long as we laugh, everybody's happy.
It's not about laughing. I like the joy that you have that you get something that you're supposed to have to begin with. You're paying for it.
Yes. You come home, you got electricity.
Whoa.
I got electricity. Oh, what a pleasure. I can cook.
I call my mom. Mom.
Got electricity, but she doesn't answer because she doesn't. She can't find the telephone, then she trip over the chair.
Send that smoke sign.
Ouch.
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. I want you to say hi to Mr. Peter Feldman.
Hey. Thank you, Roy, and I confer with Liel. It's nice to have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
And you've raised the levels and the energy's there. I can feel it.
Can you? Yeah.
Yeah, you really knocked me out.
So, from our Centum branch, 96 Centum branch, so 96 Centum Drive, our top, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to... But to applause? To applause?
You can applause?
Okay. I want you to applause to Nicole. Yay.
And I say, Kapunka.
Kapunka. Kapunka. All right. Let me tell you. So there was this song.
Share. You and Nicole have
something to
magic
share?
Words.
It's
yeah.
What's thank you. Kapunka.
In Thai. Yeah. Kapunka is...
Kapunka.
Yeah, don't get tied up, please.
Listen, so there was this song that always followed us all over in
Thailand.
It was like a breakfast song, but I have to put it on because it's actually
breakfast song.
Yeah, what's a breakfast song?
It's a song about eggs and bacon.
Something like this.
Okay.
So just listen to this one. I'm sure you recognize it.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. Hey, Peter, how are you?
I'm fine, Roy.
So we're back again here.
We're back again.
Listening on all the...
With a flick time.
Yep.
There are three movies opening on Friday. I think the big one, and that's the one that's going to draw the crowds, is the Keanu Reeves one, John Wick. John Wick Chapter 3. That is going to be a big one. I mean, I've never seen such relentless fighting, such violence. One guy gets his finger chopped off. The other guy has his throat slashed. Someone has his eye gouged. If you like that sort of thing and that's entertainment, then this is your bag. It's over 2 hours long, Roy. And Keanu Reeves, as we know, is not much of an actor. But he gets through the action sequences like he knew every move. He was fantastic. And I think he lives to see another day. It just goes on and on and on. And it's showing at the new Metro's multi-sensory 4DX and larger than life extreme. So people can actually experience this.
So listen, look, before you start, 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. So now, or 34519, that will be, will cost you $1.50. So basically, whatever Peter will ask you now, open your ears, and you're gonna get two double tickets to, we've got two double tickets to give to the guy that will correctly answer Peter's question.
Yes.
It's gonna be a stupid question, so if you can't answer it,
but it's gonna be very easy. Yeah, very we wanna give away tickets.
Well, it's gonna be a very non-clever.
Non-clever. I like that.
All right. This is so gonna... First of all, we've got John Wick. And who's acting there?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. There you go.
Yeah. And there are other actors in it. There's Lawrence Reddick and Ian McShane. For people who followed, this is a franchise, a very popular franchise. And people who followed it would know the various characters.
Isn't it like a game? Yes.
No. Well, it looks like a video game, the way they've unleashed it on the screen. These assassins, there's a group of assassins that go out, you know, doing assassinations.
We got them in Alexandria as well.
You got them all over the world. And there's a hotel called the Hotel Continental in New York. And it's hallowed grounds. And the hotel is owned and run by the Ian McShane character, who's known as Winston. And on these hallowed grounds, you're not allowed to kill another assassin. But John Wick has this argument with a guy called Alessandro, and he kills him. Oh. And suddenly there is $14 million hit on his head. And at 6 o'clock one day, he's out there. They want him. Okay. And he's got to try and escape all these assassins and women and men. And they're all chasing him.
How many assassins you say?
Wow. You know, there's about 300 or 400 killings, Roy. And wherever he goes, they're chasing him through Chinatown.
So no one now. Now, the old movie Liel mentioned had two that he liked or liked him.
No, he said that this movie, everybody trying to. In opposing to the last movie that everybody beside two people tried.
Now he said even those two people tried to.
Well, one of the people who he liked was Bowery King, played by Lawrence Fishburne. He's the guy with all the pigeons. He's got hundreds of pigeons on the rooftop.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's...
That's Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he raises pigeons.
And he's the guy who... He likes the John Wick character, and then there's a couple of others. They have a strange woman who is like the adjudicator. She's been sent by the high table. The high table are the people who, the powers who run the assassinations, or all these assassins. And she's been sent by the high table to orchestrate the killing of John Wick. So it becomes very interesting. As I said, if you like this sort of thing, Roy.
So did you like it?
I thought it was interesting. I'm not a great John Wick fan. The story is very thin, and there's a lot of choreography involved in the way they fight. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, they take it from different angles. He wears a suit and a tie throughout the whole movie. He's in the rain. He's out of the rain. It gets crumpled. It gets wet, but he wears that suit, and you know he's coming. And it's going to take over from Avengers Endgame, which it made about 75 million or something like that.
Is there lots of little, sorry, I'm
it's not huge. That Avengers Endgame in South Africa, it was one of the biggest.
In South Africa, it made 75 million?
Yeah.
I didn't know that South Africans got 75 million.
Was it 75 million or was it 7,500,000?
I think it's 75. Listen, in America, it's made almost 800,000.
So it was
800 million and it's.
And it's in dollars.
Roy, I think it was 78. 8 million. I mean, it ran the top of the pops. Yeah, then there's another interesting movie which I
still didn't watch it.
I fortunately didn't get to see. It's Detective Pikachu. It's Pokemon fans.
Pikachu.
Leah used to like Pokemons.
I don't follow it. Ryan Reynolds does the voice, and you know Ryan was so good in Deadpool, and he plays this cute little character. And if you like that sort of thing, be my guest and go and enjoy it. And there's a film called Gloria Bell. As I mentioned earlier on, we were supposed to see it on Tuesday, but there was a power outage and they couldn't show it to us.
Shame.
Joanna Moore plays a divorcee who loves dancing, and she loves going out every night to the clubs, and she meets someone, and it's a love story. So if you're in the mood for love, this is probably the movie to see. My question to our lovely listeners, and our loyal listeners is who plays the lead in John Wick?
Oh, very difficult. Very difficult. Very the guy difficult. Who wears the tie, who plays the main assassin, the main character in John Wick. Our lines are 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp and 34519. It's our,
SMS
line is, of course, your buck 50. I'm going to put something, I'm going to put something nice. And then we're going to have Sasha Storr.
I'm rushing off now. I'm going to the launch of the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz tonight. They're going to announce the artists who will be coming out. Every year they have the Joy of Jazz in September. So I'm going to say thanks, Roy. And
it's absolutely
see
a
you
pleasure.
Tomorrow.
Thank you so much. So after that.
The Hollywood Report with Sasha Starr.
It's quite a nice background music, I must say, Sasha.
Thank you.
So, what do we have today on the Hollywood Report?
Well, it's a mixture of death, birth, movies, even some doctorates.
So, what is the verdict at the end with Benoni and Brad Pitt?
We'll get to it in the end.
I thought everybody wants to know. 061-895-1019. So if anybody wants to know what happened at the end with Brad Pitt, here's the time to know. Yeah, go for it, Sasha.
Well, I'm going to start off with some sad news, and that is that Doris Day passed away this week.
Really? She's still alive? She
was well, not
in the tender age.
In the tender age of 102. What is it?
97.
Oh, that's it.
Very impressive.
Youngster.
So she passed away from pneumonia on Monday. And apparently she won't have a funeral or a memorial service or even a headstone because she had a very hard time accepting death. Apparently even when she put her animals down and she was a staunch animal rights activist. She couldn't be with her animals at the time.
You know, many people can't accept that. And let me just stop you there for a second.
Yes.
I have to tell that story.
Yes.
So one day I was standing and I wanted to buy a building in town, and there was this old man. But if I tell you old, like old man, Jewish, and he says to me, I said to him, why are you finding me on an auction? I mean, what do you know? He's looking at the future. I said, what future do you have? I mean, really, like 100. So I said, let me buy the building and you fight with me. I like, you increase the price, increase. I said, please. He says, what do you mean I don't future? I said, yeah, but one, I mean, you, how many years do you have to live? And you got plenty of money. Where are you going to take this money? He says, in the tachichim, you know, in that stuff you rep the Jewish body. Mm-hmm. Do you have pockets there? I said, no, there isn't pockets. He says, then I don't die. Mm-hmm. So what do you mean? I don't die. That's the same one as Doris Day, all right? She doesn't die. She doesn't want. Yeah, talk to me. Sorry.
Okay, so we're talking about
Benoni.
The story of Doris Day leads on to Keanu Reeves, because he was on the Stephen Colbert show, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he was asked a rather important question.
Okay.
He was asked, "What do you think happens when we die?" And the answer has now made him trend everywhere, because he said, I know that the ones who love us will miss us.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
It's simple but profound.
I thought he was going to say, ask Doris Day.
That was more...
Okay, but we
a better answer.
Listen, we have
ask
babies.
What happened when you died?
Mm-hmm.
He changed the answer, so.
You know, whatever answer you're gonna say, no one will prove differently. So let
exactly.
me tell you what happened.
I think his answer was very wise.
What did he say? Ask Doris Day.
He said, the ones who love us will miss us.
Ooh.
I mean, unless you're gonna find Pastor Lacau when he's gonna bring you back to life.
Who? the priest.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to make, we're getting to this age now. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm moving along from death to birth.
Yes.
Because not only did we have
I know how it feels like, because I'm married for 34 years.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Me? My wife, congratulations. Me, I'm the married one.
My condolences to your wife.
Yeah.
So we had the royal baby last week. And the same day, or a few hours before, Amy Schumer gave birth to a baby boy.
Ooh. Amy Schumer?
Mm-hmm. Who made her pregnant? That's the question.
Who had sex with her?
Who made her pregnant?
Her husband.
She's married.
Yes.
She's already divorced,
she's
no?
She's divorced.
She's not. She's
what's
married.
Her baby's name?
Jean Attle.
Jean Attle? Was it a boy or girl?
It's a boy.
Jean.
Jean,
name
Jean, like Jean.
Oh, Jean,
Wilder,
same as our Jean.
Jean. Yeah. And a few days after this, on Friday, so almost a week, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West welcomed their fourth child.
They didn't give a birth. They bought it off the Instagram.
So they also had a boy.
Oh.
Really?
And this was through surrogacy.
Yeah,
because
it's like Ronaldo.
Kim has been advised not to carry children
why you laughing?
Anymore.
Advised.
Yeah, she suffered two very dangerous pregnancies.
Oh,
her first kid.
I think that she can't renew her peepoo anymore after 7 times. Yeah, so that's the problem.
What's the baby's name?
Well, this is the thing. We don't know his name yet.
You know, you know what?
Even
we not only we don't know, we don't care as well.
We do.
What's the third baby's name?
We don't care.
So we don't. We don't have a name, a picture, anything. But what Kim did is she showed off some pictures of the baby shower. Which, if you don't mind, was a CBD baby shower.
CBD?
Please, please.
Huh?
Well.
What is that?
You see, when you get marijuana, weed, dacha, whatever you want to call it, there are two components. There's...
THC?
That's a lot to know for someone that doesn't know what
I'm a chemical engineer.
So
tetrahydrocannabinol, let me tell you.
There you go. So THC makes you high.
Yeah.
And then there's the CBD, which apparently has lots of health benefits.
Yeah.
That's the one that Jewish wives gives down.
That's the one that you don't want to take.
The oil.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, carry on.
So she had a CBD party. And now she posted pictures with a caption.
Yeah.
And on the caption there was a little emoji.
Emoji?
Of a bear.
Okay.
So now people are speculating whether this child's name is Bear.
Or it is a
Teddy.
Bear.
Or even Cub. Which we don't put it past them. I mean, they named their kids North
but think
Saint
about it.
Chicago.
Yeah, but think about it. There's a surrogate mom. Maybe the mom is a bear.
I don't think so. And but maybe, you know, Chicago Cubs, isn't that
Chicago
Cubs?
Chicago Cubs, it's a baseball.
Mm. Ooh, that's quite clever.
Yeah, maybe.
You clever, I'm talking.
So hold on a second, Let's recap. So what happened there exactly with the CBD and the
THC? That was her baby shower.
Baby shower?
Yes.
With
the showering.
She didn't even have a baby.
I don't understand
how you have a baby shower without having a baby.
How do you do that?
She did have a baby.
She ordered it.
She ordered it.
Oh, it's a mail order baby.
Yes,
baby.
It's come from Amazon. Open the package and yalla. It's not a...
So hold on a second.
Yeah,
was it like a baby of theirs?
Yes.
Or
yes,
was it,
yes.
Oh, it wasn't like blonde with blue eyes.
No.
He's...
Why didn't they order one nice one?
No.
Good looking one.
They're very good.
Listen, have you ever seen her kids?
No.
Her last baby, Chicago, is one of the most beautiful babies.
Listen,
I've
I don't trust
seen.
Your style. I saw what you called nice. Please do me a favor.
Oh shush.
No, I'm sorry.
We're moving along because you're bitter. You should watch Black Mirror. Have you ever watched Black Mirror?
No.
No, what is that?
It's a waste of time.
What is that?
Who are you, Leo?
What is Black Mirror?
Black Mirror it's a Netflix series.
Oh, let me tell you,
Netflix. It's an anthology. So each episode is its own singular, almost like an hour long movie.
So
and the fifth season is coming out.
If somebody likes sarcasm, let me tell you, you must watch Netflix. The one I gave you. What was that, Leo? What's his name? Anthony Jeselnik.
Jeselnik.
How do you pronounce that?
Jeselnik.
Yeah.
Jeselnik?
Jeselnik.
Yeah. Anthony Jeselnik. You like sarcasm.
Quite long time I watch him. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, we're back
I prefer Black Mirror. Okay. It's very twisty. It's very dark. It sort of shows us what technology does to us as humanity. And part of it was shot here, including the episode
Where's
with
he here?
Miley
South Africa?
Cyrus. Yes, in South Africa.
Ooh, baby.
So you can check Miley that Cyrus. Out on the 5th of June. Unfortunately, the James Bond movie is being delayed yet again.
Sure. Man, I'm looking for it.
Yeah,
I'm looking for something nice.
I mean, it doesn't
nice.
Even have a title.
It's I'll call him something.
Bond 25 for now.
Yeah, they've got the bad people already and everybody.
Yeah,
there,
they've got the cast. They've got the writers. They even have a new director. But their leading man is Man Down.
Who's he?
Daniel Craig.
Why?
He was running and he slipped. He fell. I don't know what happened.
Who told him
and
to run? Where is he running?
He had to fly from Jamaica to the US.
Ooh,
for
shame. Poor guy,
an
yeah?
ankle x-ray. And it's just, production's been suspended until he recovers.
Well, I'm sure they have x-ray machine in Jamaica, so that's...
Yeah, you would think, right?
They got two, and one of them was broken that day, and you know...
And
they
finally...
They bought one from South Africa.
Some good news.
Finally, yeah. There are two new doctors in town.
Oh, baby.
Their names are Dr. Missy Elliott and Dr. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, why doctor?
Because they've both received honorary doctorate degrees.
From where?
From Berklee College of Music. Quite prestigious. This is for their achievements and influences in music and their enduring global impact.
So just a second, let me
Berklee is in Los Angeles.
You know, I'm a little bit of a idiot or a lot of an idiot when it comes to Justin Timberlake and all this. Wasn't he married to this girl? What's her name?
Jessica Biel.
No, before.
No.
Wasn't he?
He was dating Britney Spears.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When they were
before that,
yeah,
it was nothing. No, before that, it was not. He actually came up on
and
her
then,
back.
From NSYNC.
Say again.
NSYNC.
No, NSYNC. Before that, it's Mickey Mouse Club,
yes,
that
Mickey
he was
Mouse
with
Club.
Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears.
Oh, so
and
he was
Ryan
always
friend.
So he was always a singer.
Yes.
Singer,
he was
actor.
10 years old.
Who was he?
Him. Who else was there? What's the name?
Ryan Gosling was there.
So basically, like...
All done very well.
What can I say? Mm-hmm.
They've all done very well.
Yes, they all.
Britney is not that great at the moment.
Well, Britney...
Please tell us about her.
Yeah. Yes, so Britney has been in a treatment facility for the last 30 days.
What she's treating?
Cuckoo.
So
oh, is it?
Her
Cuckoo.
Father is very ill.
Her father?
Yes. And apparently she was struggling to cope with this.
And then she
On
went...
On top of that, her former manager... had been threatening her. He'd been sending emails on her behalf. So she admitted herself to a treatment center, which is very good for recognizing that she needs help. But now, as a result, she's not actually allowed to see her two sons, aged 13 and 12, because her ex-husband, Kevin Federline.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bagger. He I think, has custody, and he only allows
from
her
the
to
last
see.
Time she lost it. I
yeah.
Think. Yeah,
so he's now saying she can't see the boys until she has a marked improvement in her condition, and at his discretion, she'll be able to see them. So only when she's stable, on medication, and
stable on medication.
Yeah.
I like it.
And that's,
like
and
it.
That's coming from this Kevin Federline is a complete kabunk. This one,
yeah.
He's decided who's the normal one in the couple. Wow, it's amazing.
But now she dating that guy.
Yeah, she's dating a 25-year-old. I think he's a dancer. He's a fitness trainer and a model.
Oh.
He's 25, which means he's even younger than I am. He's very good looking.
The story about
yeah,
the dancer.
It's more problems she's creating for herself. Oh, you say.
She was dating Justin Timberlake, and she had a romance in the same time with Michael Jackson's boyfriend, and that's why.
Michael Jackson's boyfriend?
Yeah.
What do you mean, boyfriend?
Which one?
One of them.
But they're like 5 year olds.
No, he grew up. He was his boyfriend since he's 5 years old.
You know what? We're laughing at a bad thing. Really.
Listen, I'm sorry, but I'm laughing.
So you said we're going to talk about.
I'm laughing because we talked about Britney Spears that getting $2 million a show in Las Vegas, and she have two shows a week. And she have problems. I want her problems.
Okay? You want her problems?
Me her problems.
Yeah. So tell me what's happening with Brad Pitt. Now tell
us.
Oh
my God. Okay. Can we put this to bed?
No, we can't put it to bed till we
There's
know the
no
truth.
Such thing.
Hold on a second. It was.
It might be a little Benoni Pitt running
around. Somebody was telling us he saw Brad Pitt in Benoni looking
no,
at.
No.
Wasn't Brad Pitt?
No.
Was it?
He was never in Benoni, but he is. in Benoni sort of way, if you get what I mean.
Good one. Yeah. Good one. In a Benoni.
He's in and out in Benoni.
Yeah. Sashi, anything else or we finish the report?
No, that's it for today.
All right. So let me
tell you. No, first, before you continue, I have to get it off my... What is transparent and smell like worms?
What is transparent and smells like worms?
A bird's fart. Let's continue.
This is
terrible. That wasn't impressive.
It's not bad.
Thank you.
It's not bad.
It's good.
So, let's go. This is a nice song. This I'm putting in Hebrew song, believe it or not.
Yay!
I'm putting Hebrew song. Because I got, it's a song that came,
Is it a Eurovision song?
No, it's not. It's not a Eurovision song, but it's a song that I think it was for the 71st it's actually a beautiful song.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
I'm keeping this music on because I know that you got what to say. We didn't complete your report, you said.
Oh, my report?
Yeah.
Well, I completely forgot to mention Eurovision, which is happening.
You forgot?
Tel Aviv.
You forgot. So what's happening in Tel Aviv today?
So yesterday. Last night we had the semi-final.
First
semi-final. The second one is tomorrow.
Tonight.
Yep. Okay, giving them enough time.
What, two semifinals?
Two semifinals. Yes. Usually there's two semifinals.
Yeah. Yes, Roy.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't understand. I remember the old days. Was one day, 2 hours, they finished to go home.
But we got Australia in the Eurovision this year.
Australia in Eurovision?
Yes. Yeah, last few years.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
So Australia was invited during Eurovision's 50th anniversary. And then they did so well that they were invited back.
I think that you ever really like it because, listen, it's a party. If you see it, it's really like a big
event. It is. It's so much fun.
I don't know if it's so much fun, but it's an event. You can see that hundreds of millions of dollars was spent over there.
So anyway, so who won?
No one yet.
The semifinals.
Yes. 10 teams advanced to the final.
Yeah,
they
like 10 go through.
Oh, 10 teams.
That will be on Saturday.
How many are they?
What?
All together.
20 will participate in the final, but I think around 30 countries.
30 countries?
Competing for 20.
I remember the time it was 12 countries. Duspois.
No, Duspois. It's the points that you get.
Yeah, but 12 points, but it was like 12 countries, 12 points, no?
No.
Always been plenty.
All right. All I remember.
I used to sit the whole night and see this douze poivre.
In 1980, they changed the Israeli transmission on TV to color. That was in 1980. And I remember, suddenly we saw color. Before that, it was all in black and white. Yeah.
And of course, Madonna's coming.
Oh, Madonna.
Madonna's not coming. Madonna.
She's coming.
No, yeah, I think she arrived last night.
Madonna
right?
arrived last night. Today, she made the first rehearsal.
We don't have much time, guys. We got 8 minutes to go. Yes. Anything else on that? We don't.
No, we could.
But we continue with your background music, which I love the background music. I must say, bam, 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 bam. This one. So listen, you know, there was this girl, she said, you know, people say when you get over 50, you become arrogant. Is that true?
I don't know.
I'm not there yet. Woohoo!
Yeah, hey,
you're not that far away. I think Nicole, you're pushing 50 so hard your heels are sore.
Oh.
No?
We'll check it.
But you look 35.
We all thought it.
But you look 35.
Thank you.
From here. And that's far.
you get arrogant. Okay.
You get arrogant when you're 50. And let me give you an example.
Yes.
That she says I'm arrogant. Anyway, yesterday morning I bought two packs of cold beer and on sale in a liquor store. And I was driving, I placed them in the seat next to me on my car. And I was heading to I wanted to go home, but I stopped at the petrol station and it was this drop dead gorgeous blonde or almost blonde. She was like half blonde, you know, the ones that want to be a blonde. She was busy filling up her car in the next pump, you know, and she was looking at my beer and she was looking at me and she says to me, and she was wearing this, you know, the shorts, the tight shorts. She was amazing. She was beautiful. Anyway, she came to me and she looked at me. She glanced at the beer. She looks at me and she says, in one word, she said to me, very sexy voice. She says, would you trade sex for a beer? So I thought a few seconds and I said, what kind of beer you have in mind? You like? You think it's bad?
That's very good.
No, but it's arrogance. That's again.
Listen to what you said to me.
All does Nicole look?
She looks from where? From here? 35.
My cheeks are sore.
The dentist, you know, is sitting, the guy's with his mouth like this. So the dentist said to him, you know, this will hurt a little. He says, okay, I've been having an affair with your wife for quite a while. I got another letter from the lawyer today that says final notice. So, thank God this guy will not bother me anymore. not bad.
You're killing Nicole. She's only 35.
Ish.
Are you giving me the giggle?
Too young to die.
Yeah. My chest.
What? Not good.
No, you.
Nicole, what's the difference between an eggplant and a chicken?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. They're both purple. Except the chicken.
What's the chicken?
If you choke the chicken, does it go purple?
So the doctor comes to the guy, says to him, listen, you're obese. So the patient tell him, I definitely need the second opinion. So all right, you're ugly too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a story. That's a true story. So was this, there was a man and female, they were eating in a restaurant and suddenly the male, just starts sliding underneath the table, next to people looking at him. He slides underneath the table, then he disappears underneath the table. So the waiter, he comes to the girl, he says to her, do you know that your husband is underneath the table? He says, no, my husband just walked in the restaurant.
Nice. Very nice.
Not bad, eh? Yeah. Not bad. So the guest comes to the waiter and tell him, can you bring me what the lady has, next table is having? He says, you know what? I'm pretty sure she wants to have you. She wants to eat all. So I want to say 2-3 words, and I want to play our song, because on the 1st of this month, we're going to have on the 1st of, what is it, Saturday, am I right? Saturday night.
Yeah, what about
Saturday
it?
Night. We're going to have
it's in 2 weeks time. It's not going to be Saturday night. Not on next Saturday night.
On the 1st. Yeah. So I'm putting I'm just putting the song in the background.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
what are you talking about?
He's talking about the soccer.
If you put your headphones on, then you understand what I'm putting.
I still wouldn't know.
You would. I promise you would.
Really?
Yeah, you would. So anyway, guys, it's 2 minutes to 7, and
Tabu,
we'll have
who are
to
you
say goodbye
for in the,
tomorrow.
In the final.
Hey,
Tabu. He's for Liverpool.
Liverpool? Yeah, good. Nice. He knows who, he knows. Uh-huh. Because otherwise.
No, listen.
How do you say Hanyu Mur in Afrikaans?
I love you.
You know, the policeman says to the guy,
yes.
Listen, I'm very sorry, but it looks like your wife got hit by a bus. The man says, I'm aware of that, but Karen is a wonderful person. That's terrible, I think. That's why my wife loves me. Every time I come back from the show, she says, why you tell these horrible jokes about women? I tell them, it's never jokes. The time is now 7 o'clock. Please don't forget about, we're going to be here tomorrow morning. We're going to be here tomorrow morning at 9, and we're going to talk about Haenda. We're going to talk about a lot of things. So please remember, it's going to have great music, and please listen to us tomorrow. And you never walk alone. You know, never ever walk alone.
Nope.